With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. What's up, man?
There we go. Appreciate it, Robbie.
Oh.
So, what do you guys expect from the game tonight?
I don't really have any expectations, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more interested in individual position battles. And
but you can't. Like,
notebook fodder.
Why do you guys do that? You can't do that.
No, yeah, that's what we
like,
do.
Like, the whole. You have to get an overall picture first. And if the overall picture doesn't look right,
but don't we
then
know
you have to break
don't
it
we
down.
Already know the overall picture is not going to be, in the end, very good?
But there's a lot.
So
look,
you look for hope in some
places? Football is the ultimate team sport. There's a lot of positions that depend on other positions. So if you don't have a picture, a big picture of what's going on, it's hard to then analyze and critique each individual player. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't. The one thing that I think has thrown me with this one though is it doesn't feel like this is a dress rehearsal.
No, it seems like there's a bunch of folks that are gonna get a lot of playing time last week.
Here we go.
This is where business is gonna pick up, boys.
Yeah.
This is where business is going to pick up.
Yep.
This is where business is going to pick up.
This is where it's happening.
This is where business is going to pick up. He's got to get through that.
Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ!
What's that?
Yeah!
Look at him!
Look at him!
Right over there, man. Good man. We are setting Shannon Briggs up. Shannon the Cannon. In the building. In the flesh.
Yeah. Look at him, y'all.
He is here.
What up, guys?
Man, it is good to see you.
Thanks for having me with you guys this morning.
It is good to see you, champ.
Yes, brother. I know this man, too. Let's go, champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
Man, it is great to see you, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Tobin.
It's good to have you in, man. It's good to have you in. So where have you been? What has been the latest in the world of Shannon Briggs?
Oh, man, you know I'm always moving and shaking, making it happen, you know what I'm saying? Just running around the world, man, you know. Motivating people, you know, doing my thing, just being happy, living life, hoping to be back in the looking forward to being back in the ring very, very soon.
Really?
You know? Yes, sir. And just, you know, living life, man, feeling great.
What is the plans to get back into fighting? When do you plan on getting that done, man?
I should be back in the ring by, I think, hopefully by late December, January.
Really? Right.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Soon. Let's go, champ,
feeling
man.
Great, man.
This is good, man.
Losing weight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you look fantastic. You look fantastic.
Thank you, brothers.
So what has the time out been like? You've been watching on social media. You've been all over the different planets. You've been doing different things. You've been promoting fights.
Yes, brother.
You've been doing a lot of different avenues. What have been some of the things that have been going on in your world?
Pretty much, you know, after boxing, for most fighters and most athletes like myself, you know, if you don't invest into great investments business-wise and after your career is over, it's like, what's next? You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Financially, if I've always had to, like, keep myself going and keep something going outside of the ring as well. So what I've done in the last couple of years is really focus on building my businesses outside of the ring. So this way, when I'm in boxing, I can focus totally on being the best athlete and not worrying about, you know, how other things as far as keeping food on the table and trying to be a top athlete.
Yeah, that's gotta be crazy stressful.
It's nerve-wracking. And then having to go to investors and go to managers and promoters. I've been there, done that. I've been in the game 30,000 years. So
that's awesome. Yeah, man.
Let's go, champ.
What's it like dealing with the business world as opposed to the boxing world? Or do you got to be a businessman?
It's the same. It's funny. It's funny you ask that, champ, because it's really boxing prepared me for business, but in some ways I didn't expect business to be as rough as boxing. But it's business. And that's what it is. It's not personal. It's business. And sometimes what happens in boxing is, you know, you might be the manager or promoter, and, you know, you guys have a personal relationship, and then when the business goes bad in the personal relationship, you take it to heart. And business – you just know it's just business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can't take it personal. It's just business.
Yeah, that's got to be a crazy thing with a tie in sports, because you feel like you're tied in a camp, like you have a team, you have all these people trying to help you get ready. But man, it can be cutthroat. It can be cutthroat sometimes. And you got such positive vibes all the time. I know, like whenever you're in the gym, everybody loves having you there and keeping the energy up with that stuff. So
you,
I can understand why that could be a little bit different from just, you know, putting up your business or whatnot. It's almost like a piece of you.
Yeah, facts. Right now, I'm just really focused on, you know, besides keep my health, you know, my health is my number one thing right now, my health. And, you, of course, my family, my health, because if I don't have my health, I'm not there for my family. So I've really put a real dedication. You know, you see my transformation. I was 403 pounds.
Yeah, man.
I was suffering from major depression. I was suicidal for quite some time, a couple years. And I lost 168 pounds on my comeback in, I want to say, like 7-8 years ago. And that changed my life. I really got to learn how important it was to have diets. I mean, diets and different things, diet, the television diet, food diet, people diet, you know what I mean? I had to really step back. And I mean, I went through a lot, man. I really went through a lot. And then I really got to a point where I got in top great shape.
Yep.
And then I took another fall, you know, failing the drug test and having a six-month suspension that turned into me just kind of, I don't want to say walking away, but just walking towards my business life a little bit more. And then now, where I'm at, I mean, yesterday we launched our website. I'm doing a podcast.
I saw this, man. What do you got going on there? This is Alpha DNA? Is that what's going down?
Yeah, that's Alpha DNA. It's a new company that I'm just happy to be promoting, you know, happy to be a part of. These guys reached out to me, and I love what they're doing. It's all about men's health. It's all about, you know, vitality. It's about living. You know, I'm 47,000 years old, man, but it doesn't mean my life is over. You know what I'm saying? So for me, having suffered with depression since I was young, having had, you know, boxing, taking a lot of hits to the head, whatever was going on in my brain, the wires were just really bad. So meeting these fellas, Antoine Morano and Adam Heim, all these different guys, man, were able to, like, I like what they're doing. That whole Alpha DNA, that whole program is about men's health, vitality, living, not giving up. They got great products. I like the mission. I see the vision of what they're doing, and I just was happy to be a part of it. So I'm looking forward to them, you know, sponsor me in my comeback and, you know, promote me, and it's gonna help me a lot.
What has it been like for you, Shannon? Because you were on the cusp of knowing that the heavyweight division needed a shakeup. Like you were chasing down Vladimir Klitschko.
You knew
the fall was coming.
I started it.
And like the domino's been like it felt like crazy, but it felt like you were on the doorstep. You mentioned the drug test. Like, is it hard watching all of these guys feeling like the heavyweight division is as fruitful as it's been, knowing that you foresaw all this coming when the title was going to change hands with Klitschko, and knowing you're kind of on the outside looking in when you were so damn close?
Yeah, it was hard, and it's really hard still. I mean, you know, to have been right there and to become heavy, you know, almost to the point where I could become heavyweight champion for the third time in three different decades was right there. Unfortunately, you know, I tested positive for cannabis and testosterone, which at my age, I definitely have to. And, you know, at that point, you know, where I am, at my age point, I'm not producing testosterone, and for me, it was a necessity to be active as a fighter. So I've taken tests and proven that I don't produce my own testosterone.
Right.
I hooked up with these people at Alpha DNA. By the way, that's what these guys do as well as Vitality and all types of stuff. Check out the website, joinalphadna.com. Pardon the plug.
Let's go, champ.
But these guys are great guys, and they you know, the science behind it is saving lives, man. A lot of men are suffering from depression and they're suicidal, man, and they're not having living productive lives.
Right.
And I was one of those people. And my testosterone level, I started doing testosterone therapy. My life changed, man. My happiness, everything. And then also my sex life, you know, vitality, man.
Of course.
These guys compound medicines.
Hey, man, there was a story today in Major League Baseball. They had to send out a memo because all these baseball players were using gas station as sexual enhancements. Like, listen, those things will pop. They'll make you pop. You don't know. You don't know what's in there.
And they're dangerous. It's dangerous. And for the most part, it's billion-dollar industry, that industry itself. Just the gas stations, man. But, you know, it's so dangerous, man. A lot of men are doing that, going to corner stores and gas stations to get products that they don't even know what's in it. These people at Alpha DNA, they are FDA-approved pharmacists, doctors, telemed companies. So it's really hot, man. I think that it's the future, man. They do meals. They do vitamins and supplements. They do pharmaceutical medicine, nutraceuticals. It's a huge play, man. But aside from that, you know, I'm also executive producer of a podcast called Entrepreneur.
Really?
Shout out to Adam.
Get into the broadcast world, man.
He's gonna take over our jobs, man.
Nah, I'm just trying to, you know, get out here and talk to the people.
That's awesome, man. So like, this has been a pretty crazy time for the heavyweight division. It's been bananas, man.
Yeah,
what did you make of the Andy Ruiz win over Anthony Joshua? AJ's your guy. That's a guy who shouted you out on HBO before. I know you guys have a lot of respect between each other.
True.
But, man, his that win was so beautiful because that was like kind of the beauty of the sport, a guy that everybody was an afterthought. You have him looking the way he does. Anthony Joshua looks like a Greek god, unbelievable, reigning heavyweight champion, and he gets a win like that. It feels like, man, this division has been as cracking as it's ever been, man. It's wild.
Yeah, it's hot. I kind of, you know, I don't pat myself on the back, but I set it off. You know what I'm saying? I seen what it was. You know, after you know, I wanted a piece of Klitschko really bad. I still do. I think you know, he's mentioned that the only way he'd fight is if it was a charity fight. You know what I mean? So I'm down for that. We could put
down for some charity.
Yeah, I'm down for that. We could get it on 2020. Me versus Klitschko. The beef is still on. So you know, I don't got no problem. He said he want to fight. He said the only way he would fight is if it was a charity event. So what's stopping him?
Let's go, champ.
You
telling me we can't put a fight together, make a little money for some charity?
Yeah, let's give
put
it down money to the
old rivalry.
Yeah. Let's go, champ.
Let's
where
go,
you at?
Man, you want to settle this? This has been a thing. Listen, I remember those days, champ, when he was in there. Yeah. Where you see there, grabbing your beard and stuff.
Yeah,
you don't grab
chill.
A man's beard.
Nah, I slap you. Chill, champ. Don't do that, champ. Don't do that. But nah, it's cool. Listen, he just mentioned that he wants to come back. He wants to have a fight for charity. I'm down. He down. Let's go, champ. We ain't nothing to talk about. We can do it anywhere. I like to do it right here at the Hard Rock Stadium. You know what I mean? The big stadium.
Hell
I love
yes.
to do it there.
Yeah.
Right there. Because he live in Florida as well.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm pardon me, guys. Amen. I apologize. I'm getting a little hypo.
No, please. We need it in the
chill,
morning.
Chill, champ. Chill.
We need it in the morning.
Chill, champ.
Listen, I know.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I heard Terrence Crawford. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast this week. I don't know if you heard him mention you, but he
did
was.
He?
They were talking about the chase down.
What they say?
Well, Joe was talking about how you know you would do anything to go get a fight, and just I mean that buildup was national news. If you people remember,
best.
It was TMZ and all that stuff. But Terrence Crawford's like, I still don't believe that is actually real, that he went and chased him down. That had to be staged. I'm like, I don't think so, man.
I met Terrence for the first time a few weeks.
It's not like he was throwing shade on. He's just like, I can't believe anybody would chase anybody down on a boat. Who could do something like that?
Because, you know what? When I want to say desperate, but I've been in the game 32,000 years, man, you know? And I was at a point, you know, Tobin, where, like I said, I was suffering from major depression. I was 403 pounds. I was suicidal. I was, you know, giving up on life. I had just had my daughter. I was blackballed in a boxing game for the second time. I was blackballed in the game because of early in my career, I would, you know, managers and promoters, well, execs would call me directly and be like, yo, we want you to fight so-and-so in 4 weeks or 3 weeks. And I'd be like, nah, I'm not doing that. I got a manager, call him. But it would be like maybe my manager would give them the number, like, yeah, he's not taking a fight, but maybe if you talk to him. And I would get threats early in my career, like, if you don't take this fight, you're never going to get a fight on network television again. I'd be like, man, you basically telling me to take a loss because I'm not ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're telling me to take a loss, and it's a factory. You know, the next guy will come in my place. You know, fighters come and go. Managers and promoters stay the same. And that was always my gripe with boxing. You know what I'm saying? I always seemed like I was just another guy. So I learned early to pick and choose. Like, nah, I ain't with that. I ain't doing that because me is my brain. You feel me? You might... I took a lot of heat, bro. I was called a coward early in my career. I was heartless. I was a lot of things, but I was a thinking man.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I was a thinking man because when I first walked in the gym, Tobin, early in my career, I was 16 years old. I was meeting old fighters who could hardly talk, who could hardly walk, and they would have fights coming up. And I was like, oh, you got a fight coming up? Like, yeah, you know, guy could hardly talk. He hitting the bag slow. These men shouldn't have been fighters. But when I dug a little deeper, they had early in their careers had been the up-and-coming guy. They had been the guy. And I was like, what happened? I was always curious to know, like, you know, I want to know what I'm getting into. So I would ask them, what happened? You know, tell me about your career. And they would tell me. And then it all ended up the same, broke. Mm-hmm. punch drunk. Harley could walk. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, what's the science behind this? Punches, obviously, concussions, and do some damage to you. And then financially, what happens to you? You know, managers, promoters, hanger-ons, friends, yourself. You know what I'm saying? You train so hard. You give all your life. You want some fun, Tobin.
Yeah.
You want to enjoy it, man. You want to do something for yourself. What can I do? Oh, what? Go party? Make myself feel good? Yeah, I want to do something to feel good because everything feels bad, champ. Waking up 4:30, running, sparring, day after day, when you're tired, when you're hurt, when you got broken. Look at my hands. I broken this one 3 times, this one 2, surgery. You know what I'm saying? Broken ribs.
Leroy can relate.
A new ear. This is my new ear. This was in my original ear.
That's not your original ear?
Nah, this was in my original ear. You notice I have small ears.
Champ, I got knocked off? Is that what happened?
It got something like that, man. Franz Botha, man. He hit me with some.
Oh, hello, yeah, right here. Mike Tyson, he wouldn't be able to get that little ear.
We'll roll on. Man.
You notice I got little ears.
Oh, man.
We'll roll on with Shannon the Cannon Briggs.
Let's go, Champ.
Let's go, Champ. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast, and yeah. Shannon the Cannon Briggs. Let's go, champ. We were talking about this, champ. We were saying we got this week. There's a big football game coming up. All right, Miami's taking on Florida. Big rivalry.
Right, right.
And we were saying, like, you know, they had Tim Tebow, the Gators.
I want to go to the game. Go ahead.
So we were like, man. You know, we need to get Shannon in there in front of the Hurricanes one time. Give him a speech. Get him hype, yeah. Man. Like, what would you do? You get in front of those kids. You tell them, you got to, Miami? What would you tell them to get them hyped to beat Florida? Just you got to look at them and give them a let's go, champ.
I walk in the locker room.
Yeah.
And I say, listen, everybody gather around. Everybody gather around. This is it. We the champs. They the chumps. Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ!
And then the Canes going to win by 40.
That's right.
40. Man. We on them. Then we on them.
I knew something was up because he was way too mellow.
Came
in. It was like, y'all gathered around. I'm like, what?
Came in all smooth jazz and hit him over the head with a heavy metal.
That's the sneak attack.
He came all in smooth jazz.
Well, Shannon Cannon Briggs, 2-time heavyweight champion. World, one of my favorite radio guests to have, man. So you got a new place. You're getting into the broadcast, and this is going to be the thing
brother,
man.
Yes,
what do you
brother.
Got going on?
Me and my brother Adam Hyman, we're doing a podcast called Entrepreneured with a D. And it's basically, it's taking off, man. We've had some great hosts, guests on so far with Paolo Moreno, Exhibit, Damon Dash.
Exhibit from Pimp Your Ride?
Yeah, man. We got Exhibit. It's up now on YouTube. Check it out, Entrepreneured with a D / YouTube. It's on YouTube right now. It's hot. He's an amazing guy, by the way. He's huge into the cannabis business. He's a very intelligent brother. We had Damon Dash on. Prince Monkey D from the Fat Boys.
Yeah.
That's my boy. He's a legend, man. I mean, people have no idea what he's done in music, what he's done behind the scenes. So we just had some great. I was on. Check it out on YouTube. And, you know, it's a great show, man. It's all about, you know, my partner and the host, Adam Hyman, man. He's an amazing guy because he's a guy who's has his had his ups and downs, and he's overcome to become a millionaire.
Whoa.
And he's giving it back to the people. Talking about it and teaching them how to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's a young kid, you know what I mean? He's a young brother. So it's an amazing thing, man. Great team over there. His little brother is my bro. So it's popping, man. And I'm grateful to those guys because they gave me opportunity after boxing to, you know, provide for my family and let alone to do what I do, and which is be around people, talk to people, and then bring on great hosts, you know what I mean?
Right now, heavyweight division. It's very scattered right now. Like, I want everybody to fight each other, champ.
Yeah.
And we're in a position where, like, you got Deontay and Tyson do it down. Like, do you like the way things are? Like, even though it seems like the fighters are more famous right now and they're at a good spot from that standpoint, everybody kind of kicking the can. As you, a guy who will go right into a press conference and start confrontation, you want David Hay, you go right to his backyard to go get him.
Yeah, and I was saying, I'm not to cut you off, champ, I apologize, but I was saying earlier what happened was during my my fall, you know, it's hills and valleys for me. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. ups and downs. So when I was in the valley and things were down, I wasn't given a shot. I was pretty much blackballed in the game.
Right, right, right.
And what I had to do was I knocked on doors. I was like, hey, yo, look, you know, I'm getting back in shape. Can I get a shot? And everybody was like, nah, you know, no, no, no. So I said, you know what? You know, when they ain't going to give it to you, you got to take it. You know what I mean? So I started showing up, and I was like, yo, what's up? You know, I was trying to be nice at first, like, yo, what's up? You know, I think y'all got some love for the champ? And they was like, I was like, word? Give me that, man. I was like, give me that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I tried to be nice. So I started showing up uninvited, unwanted, you know what I mean? And now they got pretty much an all ban on me, like most press conferences.
What?
No, I'm serious.
You got like a site, like, do not let this man in.
I have like a worldwide ban with certain promoters that I can't come in events. Like, if I have to buy tickets, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I show up, it's crazy because I show up and it's like the security bananas. May love me. The security will be like, oh man, my man, champ. Champ, I can't let you in. I'm like, what's up? They told me, champ, you know, I love you. They said that, yo, you cause too much attention, you cause too much ruckus, and you're taking away from the other fighters. Might be the heavyweight champion. You show up on the scene, everybody's looking at the champ, the real champ, because they really the chumps. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm 47 years old, but I ain't scared of no man alive. There's not a human being alive, you know what I'm saying, that I'm afraid of, to get in the ring or get in the street or whatever. So even at my age, I have no worry. I have no worry. I could be in shape in 6 months and fight any man in the world. And they know that. Ask Eddie Hearn. Ask the promoters. Ask them. They're always, nah, chill, champ, put me up. Oh, he crazy. Oh, you know, listen, this is real simple in this boxing business. It's a business. If you don't let the people see me, then they can't see me. And they don't want the people to see me. They made it real clear. You're taking too much shine.
Yeah.
Now imagine, now when I come back and I've got, you know, in this business, you need money behind you. That's just what it takes. You know what I'm saying? You need money behind you. It's a big business. You're not making hundreds of millions of dollars for nothing. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And take money to make money. You get what I'm saying? So when things take off for the champ, and financially, I can afford to run people down again, they pretty much finish. Because I'll be fighting for the rest of my life. No man in shape, no man can beat me.
Check.
In shape, no man can beat me.
Look at
And I ain't even in the top shape right now.
The shirt is gone.
I ain't in top shape.
The shirt is gone.
I'm 47 years
Look
old.
Look at him.
You know what I'm saying? All I got to do right now is train 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Champ.
2 weeks, Tobin.
Tell him what's
going to
happen. Tell him what's going to happen, champ.
All I got to do is train 2 weeks right now.
This is going to happen.
And nobody can beat me.
We're gonna
I walk out here right now with no shirt on. Any man in the world want to give me a cup. Listen, man, let's go, champ. Chill, champ. chill.
Champ, you're going to chase that? We're going to get that comeback against Klitschko.
Let's go, champ. Let's do it. 2020. For charity.
Back on the map for charity. And then the charity's for the Briggs account. What are you going to do to Deontay?
Look at him.
What are you going to do?
Wilder don't want it with me.
He already bailed once.
Twice. He don't want it with
twice,
me.
Twice,
but it's cool. He doing his thing. He's a phenomenal champion. Let's get it straight.
Yep.
As far as punching power.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. It's punching power on point. Mark Breland got that man doing what he's supposed to do as a skinny fighter, touching him and cracking him and putting him to sleep. But that don't mean nothing to me. You feel me? Gypsy King, he big, he running around, he pip, 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 pip. That's cool, but that don't mean nothing to me. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. Ruiz the truth.
Really?
Yeah, real talk. And that's my man. But he the truth.
What's not to like about
Joshua him? Joshua the truth, too. Joshua was sleeping on that boy. He shouldn't have fought that boy.
He's in a weird spot. Like, what you're familiar with this, champ. Like, everybody doubting you. That's what everybody's doing. A guy who had nearly all the belts, now everybody thinks that he's washed.
Ruiz, my man. We've been talking for 2 years. 2.5 years. I call him right now on the phone. 2.5 years. He's sleeping in L.A.
It's L.A.
We've been talking for 2.5 years on the phone, bro. 2.5 years, me and this guy have been going back and forth about his career and what he gonna do, how he could do it, and me having faith in him. He'll tell you. I just seen him a few weeks ago. He hugged me and said, thank you, champ. He said, because before the fight, I was like, I'm gonna help you get the fight. I'm gonna do what I can. I think you're a great guy. And I was over in England talking nothing but good about him. He got the fight and he won. I love Joshua. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
I think he's an amazing kid, too. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going through some things right now because of the laws, this and Lennox and all that. That's crazy, you know, calling Lennox a clown.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy, you know what I'm saying?
I get it, though. Like, listen, everybody's a genius at that point, right? Like, it's one of those things where, like, everybody thinks they got the best solution for you, and he's defending his trainer. So, like, that's why he's coming back and probably aggressive at Lennox. Like, he doesn't want to feel like it's everybody else's fault that he lost. He wants to have some accountability. I get it.
Nah, I get it, too. Like, you feel me? Like, but, you know what I mean? We all men, and we all champions. You know what I'm saying? Once a champ, always a champ. And, you know, I want to say he's a man's a clown. You know what I'm saying? I just say, you know, listen, I don't see eye to eye with him. But you know what I'm saying? Words is just words. But words can lead to fights, too. So let's go, champ.
Before we get you out of here, champ, what do you want to tell the people? What do you want to tell them?
I just want to tell my wife first. I love her and my family because she drove me here this morning.
There you go.
Let's go, champ, my baby, champ Pat. And then I want to tell you and the fellas, man, thank you guys so much for this opportunity. Because, you know, this is my boy, by the way, Tobin. So,
but
I really appreciate you guys having me on because it lets me vent. and let the people see my mental state. I'm still here.
Still
I ain't
here,
going
man.
Nowhere. They can't stop me. And I'm 2 weeks away from being a tip top.
Let's
and
go,
I'm 47
champ.
Years old.
Look at
I got the most first round knockouts in history of boxing. More than Mike Tyson, Jack Johnson, anybody.
More than anyone.
Let's
Leroy.
Go, champ. And I did it with asthma. Huh?
Asthma.
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 I was homeless since 13 years old.
Knocking him out with an inhaler.
Let's go, champ.
Let's go, champ.
On my
Let's
own.
Go,
no
champ.
Nothing.
You're the man.
Listen, he give me hype. That's my hype man. That's my hype man. You notice he be gassing me up.
Come on, Tony.
He be gassing me up, champ.
Oh, man.
He got his fist balled up
I
over
know,
here.
Man.
I'm the closest thing to him. And you over here hyping him up.
I know, man.
He going to come over here. Look, he going to... Come hug on me, and I'm going to come right over there to you.
I need you before the fight in the locker room. You're the best.
Absolutely, champ. You're the man. Thanks for stopping in today,
yeah,
man.
Thank you. I love you, champ.
Right.
Thank you,
we'll
brother.
Be back. We got
Let's
Mark
go,
Rick
champ.
Joining us. Mark Rick joining us next hour. We'll be back after this.
Have you looked at the new ticket website? Head over to theticketmiami.com now. We've got tons of new content, the latest local and national news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.